I'm sure some colleagues and our colleagues are there. Honorable colleagues, you are all mostly welcome. Thanks so much for availing yourself. I will ask Umzoxolo. Ubani?
Umasikole.
It's just pertinent for me.
Masi.
Umasi. Yes. Umasi, just to take us through the standing of the rule and also how we are going to move forward in terms of identifying the chairperson of the interim chairperson for the meeting as we move forward. Because we requested you as an admin also to go and check and seek clarity whether do we need to continuously identify a person among ourselves as members or what. And I saw that you did send me a communique, but I would like you to handle that one.
Thanks, Acting Chair. As per the request from our previous subcommittee meeting from the members, that the issue of always appointing an acting chair whenever the committee sits, the secretariat needs to go out and find as to what is really happening. I then proceeded to speak to my unit manager. Thank you, sir. I then proceeded to request my unit manager to clarify the matter. And I sent a communication which I've just given one or two members already. And I'll just go to the exact answer of the unit manager. Because I actually sent an email specifying specifically as to how do we move forward in this matter. And then her reply was as follows. The matter addressed in your email below bears reference. Please note that the rules are silent on the above issue. However, practice has been that the chairperson be appointed every time the committee meets. This committee reached a consensus that Ms. Lesoma will be an acting chairperson until there is clarity on the issue of a chairperson of the committee. This decision was duly instated in the minutes of the committee. This means that with the consensus, the committee does not have to appoint a chairperson in every committee meeting. I hope this can happen. I've circulated the communication and I've also sent the communication to the chair. So I assume that we should then be in a position to proceed in that route. Thank you so much.
No, thanks so much, Masi. I said that we must start with that so that honorable members that don't get surprised that this one is affirming herself. It's just that I had this email last week, so I knew what the head of the unit said. With that, honorable members, that will bring us to the housekeeping matters, brother. That
was. Chair, I just found this letter.
Okay, before we proceed, yes, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair. I accept it. And thank you for the work that you've been doing as chairperson. I realize that there is also some decisions to be taken in between meetings, and somebody must take that responsibility, and I'm grateful that you've taken that on you. Can I just ask that tomorrow when the full committee meets, that we just again put this on the agenda, but then also I would like to propose now that tomorrow the committee adopts that we ask that this position be clarified as soon as possible, finalized as soon as possible. Because I think it may also have, I don't know how the remuneration structure works, but it might also be that somebody is disadvantaged in the process. There could be another whip then to the committee, or, you know, I think it will just be just if the matter is finalized as soon as possible.
No, I think, honourable members, I think all of us will concur with honourable Van Dijkhuizen that we also, because this is a subcommittee, but also why I requested him is that so that also even from this side of the subcommittee of the portfolio committee, we do have clarity, then it will be formally also at the main committee to be presented. And I think all members, honourable Dijkhuizen, they agree with you with that poster. So I'm requesting that we deal with the housekeeping matters, the apologies. We've got an apology from Honorable Matubazana. she is also engaged on a shortlisting of JSCI, so she, which means then she might be more taken to that area, because they are also interviewing more than one person, I think. It's quite a number of them. And also Honorable Nyami Boy has apologized due to SCOPA meeting sittings. No, from my side, because the other honorable members, they normally engage with me, but I never contacted them for this meeting, so I thought everybody, my scholar, did request him to make sure that all of us, we do get the message, then we'll proceed. I'm not too sure, Honorable Mentor didn't say anything. Well, she said she'll join us slightly late, she'll start on her principal, other principal committee meeting. So those are the formal apologies, because it's a subcommittee, so I don't think there will be any other expected, because the actual subcommittee member, which is the other principal member from the ANC in particular, is Honorable Dubazan. So we do have a written one, so which means we do, in a way, comfortable, we may proceed with the meeting.
I also believe we are correct.
We do correct, yes. We do. We have disposed of that one. Honorable members, we have to then go back to the minutes. I hope we have brought our minutes. Mr. Julius, if I may say, Mr., it's fine. Yes, you are, Mr. Mr. Julius did circulate the minutes. What we requested in our Mr. Marcy. Thank you so very much, honorable members. Let's first pause for the members to say, okay. Fungile, you need to organize another two extra chairs for us, please. Yeah, we've just been reading your formal apology, which we really much appreciate it. Unfortunately, when I decided not to talk to me, so I was still like...
I sent you the apology as well.
Okay, to who?
Another number, I don't know which number.
It's Marcy?
Yeah.
The one that I gave you, that is his number.
No, I would have.
Hmm? Oh. No, but it's fine. Honorable.
Yeah,
what is the most important is that you are here. Thanks so much, Honorable Duke, and also Mwabe for coming. We're just dealing with disposed the matter of the acting chair. In terms of the clarity from the administration, which confirms what we thought it's supposed to be. But also the other one was the issue that we, at that time, we were not yet adopted the minutes, which makes it a legal standing. Two were dealing, I'm just recapping for the two members. Fungilosi will assist you, Honorable Dubazan. Whatever you need, just talk to him, whisper to him, because the meeting has been session. We're taking apologies, which we have disposed of that. What we are dealing with, honorable members, today, luckily that Honorable Dubazana, you were there when we were dealing with the explanation of legal comprehending of legal fit and proper. And the last time, the subcommittee, when it had its meeting, the minutes were to summarize in a version, but we requested the administration to go back through through our content advisor rather, to rearrange the minutes, but also to attach the letter that was written to the chairperson, the fit and proper, and that also highlights the cases that we're borrowing from to understand the fit and proper as it may. So that it captures all our legal services that have taken us through. That purpose of that meeting of the 14th of October was only for one and only one issue for us to be taken through the legal services for fit and proper understanding as committee members, as subcommittee members, so that when we then engage in the process of the whole appointment, starting from the shortlisting, moving forward, we are clear and have a sense of comfort that we are all in the same level of understanding. Hopefully, Honorable Dubazan, and then your colleagues from the ANC will take them on board in terms of understanding. We are not going to be able to rehash the whole presentation as it may. Today is only to adopt the minutes. Okay. And that's one point. Two is to shortlist. Under shortlisting, we'll start by agreeing on the criteria that will guide us to shortlist? Because there must be something that we have agreed on so that we say also how did we arrive on those names. We'll engage on that one thereafter with shortlist. And then the last point, which will be falling generally under announcements, then Umasi or Mr. Julius will take us through the program in terms of the interview and how it's going to unfold in terms of the dates. And we confirm those dates, then to the end of our subcommittee meeting. Honorable. Actually, this one is KMPNG one, it's not ours, it's not parliamentary one. The parliamentary services.
If I can.
Yes, please do.
Thank you, Honourable Member. We requested the facilities to look at that matter. But now, due to the fact that our meeting of the previous meeting, the one that was at M46, was cancelled, we had all the facilities. Now, these venues do not have those facilities of that nature. That's the only challenge that we're having.
There's a mobile recording in the small. There's a mobile, the smaller.
Can we just pause and just deal with this issue? It's a formal sitting. Fungile, if you can assist on that to get who is dealing with the communication. For recording purposes, we are not saying invite the media to come and see us doing the whole process, just for recording purposes, for archiving.
And the small recording.
Yeah, not the PMG one.
Not the KPMG, but it belongs to the parliament.
Mm. Okay, we'll take a short interval, honorable member, so that we can deal with that one. Yeah, it's a 5 minutes, so that we allow Fungile to organize. Would he have the capacity though?
Can
you just close this one because we're just talking now, we have taken a break.
Let me quickly find out.
Yeah, I'm asking because I'm meeting a protocol here. Please, thank you.